The commissioner of Chicago's Public Health Department is Allison Arwady. The good doctor is on line 7. Dr. Arwady, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio again. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for giving us some of your time. Does a day like today, where it's going to be sunny and warm, worry you a little bit?
Well, we want people to keep staying home, saving lives. Even when the weather's nice, people can step outside, can get a little bit of that sun, but we do not want people congregating. Just because the weather's getting warm, it is not the time to be lessening all of our social distancing work that we've been doing pretty well on and need people to hang in there with us right now.
Could we have a setback on a day like today?
I think where we think about setbacks, this is where we're really monitoring for any crowds. Again, the concern is really if we've got people congregating. Obviously, we pay attention to the weather, and we've been talking. You know, it's part of the conversation every day where we're thinking about where people may have more difficulty complying. But we're really asking people to be pleased about the warm weather. You know, go ahead, look at the sun, be outside a little bit, but not congregating and not letting the good weather, let it raise your spirits, but don't let it, you know, change the way that you're taking this crisis seriously, staying home, not getting together with people outside your household.
How is Chicago doing? Are we heeding that advice? I wonder if anecdotally you have a feeling for how well we're doing or how we've been failing in that department.
Yeah, by and large, we are doing well, I would say. And this is where certainly we're talking to the police department and folks who are out and about, but we're also really increasingly able to get access to more data, things like how much our cell phones moving in particular areas that we can do at an anonymous level, and we're working with some interesting tech partners to really allow us to make sure that we are targeting messaging, education, and as needed enforcement to parts of the city where we may still be seeing it. But we don't have visibility into whether people are getting together inside either, and that is just as important, where, again, really trying to help people understand that we only want you in touch sort of physically with people already in your household or where that is essential. And we recognize there's a lot of places where that is essential, but if it is not and if it can be avoided, now is the time to really be connecting virtually as much as possible.
Doctor, my wife and I went for a walk the other day, half the time in the street, because whenever somebody's coming the other way on the sidewalk, everybody's jockeying for position. It's interesting how I think people are really trying to make an effort. But in that walk, at one point, we heard a gathering of people inside a house laughing, having kind of a party over the weekend. I wanted to knock on their door. I wanted to say, hey, you can't be doing that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And some, you know, maybe those are all folks who already live in that household, but exactly. Like public health has done investigations and, you know, we've found modes of spread, you know, things like early on funerals, children's birthday parties, you know, getting together in church pews. This is obviously a little bit earlier in our outbreak here. But these are not theoretical risks. You know, we did an investigation that is going to be published, this week, actually, in the CDC Journal, that we had 16 cases and at least 3 deaths associated with 2 extended families that really were around, you know, things as innocuous as a child's birthday party and as a funeral gathering. And it's so sad. You know, one of the most insidious things about this virus is that the things that normally are a source of strength for us as a community and the ties with extended family, the ties with community, the ties with, you know, being able to gather in faith communities, these are normally such sources of strength. And it's really one of the hardest things about this that right now they do carry danger, especially for vulnerable people. And so, yeah, getting that messaging out every way we can remains a top priority. Stay home, save lives where that's possible.
Commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, Allison Arwady, the doctor is on a phone line right now. How are the decisions made about when to open and close stores, 6 feet, all of these sorts of scientific but also maybe subjective judgments that you all have to make? Can you walk me a little bit through the process of who's making these decisions and how?
Yeah. So I want everybody to hear really strongly that these decisions are being made based on our local data. So the decisions around things like putting a stay-at-home order have to do with, at the local public health level, what are we seeing for cases of community spread? What are we seeing for the rate of increase of cases? Even if the numbers seemed fairly low early on, we were really concerned about the rate of increase. Things like the decisions to close the lakeshore, things like enforcement around retail stores, for example. All of that is being made absolutely in conjunction with public health. In most cases, I am actually the person who is signing the order because some of this is done under really the public health powers. It's obviously being made. I talk to the mayor multiple times a day and her team, and this is a really all hands on deck in terms of
that. But if I may, so 2 weeks ago when we had that really warm day and then thereafter the beaches and parks got closed, that was your decision based maybe on the eyeballs of the cops who were at that scene going, the place is packed. So then you had to make that determination, that's it, the park is shut down.
Yes, and that was a decision, you know, with the mayor very much, you know, I mean, she was even watching some of the cameras, you know, out and about, really even in her office, and we were just seeing conditions that absolutely were not safe. And we knew that that was likely to get worse as the weather was getting better. And so made a decision that here in Chicago, again, it's a hard thing to do to say these parks, these places are closed. But we were just seeing conditions that weren't safe. And so that's where together we sort of look at the science, look at what we're seeing and balance this economic and social, you know, impact, which is huge, against the public health benefit. And that's what we'll continue to do where we have need.
So how are you going to make the determination of when we can go back out? How will you make the determination when the parks can open, when we can go back into restaurants?
Yeah, so it's a huge topic of conversation, as you can imagine. Obviously, we've got a whole group already that's been focused very much on recovery and sort of what does this look like? How do we make these decisions? A lot of it is looking to countries that are a little bit ahead of us, where we've seen more decreases in terms of not just flattening the curve, but you obviously need to be seeing cases significantly on the decrease. Some of it is about what can you still do to be protecting vulnerable populations. A lot of it is about having more widespread testing available. That's been a high priority for the city and for the state, not just the kind of testing that we do right now, which is like clinically, it's this test where you get a swab in your nose and do you have virus right now, but some of what's called antibody testing, which is where you can do little finger pricks, like a pregnancy test, and know at a population level what percentage of people sort of have already had coronavirus, even if they've recovered, and imagining using some of this testing capability much more widespread, so that where you think about your high-risk workers, if you've got someone who already has immunity, at least in a short-term way, those are the folks who you'd most like to be caring for other people with coronavirus, for example, and you can imagine that really going out across the population.
Right.
So, you know, big conversations that have to do with the science and the research, plus a lot of the practical matters of opening back up, and it's not just a local conversation; it's really a international conversation, and is as much of a part of the discussions as what we're doing right now while we're protecting our healthcare system, while we're still seeing that increase of cases.
This is my last question, Doctor, and I'll let you decline it if you want to. But do you have a guess? Could you tell us when you think that's going to be? The governor is saying the end of the month is. Are you optimistic that we'll be able to open everything up April 30th?
So what I'll say is that April, right now, this is our key moment. This is our key month in terms of where we really are expecting to see, you know, cases are still on the way up. We're seeing slowing of those doubling times, which is so important. That's the beginning of really seeing this flattening of the curve. It is these next few weeks that will be the most important. I mean, we're going to continue to see cases. Unfortunately, we're going to continue to see many more deaths because people who were in infected, you know, even a couple of weeks ago, often are at a point where, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people really sick in the hospital. But where we're looking ahead at a broad scale level, this sort of is the month of truth in a lot of ways, for us understanding what our long-term plans are going to be. So that's why even when the weather's warm today, like, now is not the time to be letting up on this. This is our most important month, I would say, for having data to be able to make those long-term projections and avoiding any infections that we can avoid this month, in terms of protecting our healthcare system, and looking ahead to what the long-term conversations will be in Chicago. Right now is when we need folks being the most serious about it that they've been.
I'm out of time, Doctor, and I know you have a very busy day, too. I'll just close by saying I want you to know, on behalf of a lot of us here at WGN Radio and throughout Chicagoland, virtually everybody I come into contact with, they say that the mayor's team is doing well and that the confidence we have in the work that you and Dr. Nzeke and the mayor, the job that you all are doing, it nobody feels fortunate right now, but I think we're lucky to have you people at the helm. Please pass that along to your team, and thank you for the work you're all doing.
Thank you. We're lucky to have a strong public health team here in Chicago and across the state, and good coordination with our leadership. I invite people to listen into my Facebook Live every day at 11 if they've got additional questions. We run that on the mayor's stream, and I take questions from the public. So thanks so much.
Allison Arwadi, thank you. She's the commissioner of Chicago Public Department of Health.